whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Pain and Pendergast.
All right, all the screen split tonight. We got college football playoff semifinal, 6:30. Rockets are in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. I think I saw Ja Morant's on the injury list, so we'll see if we get a look at Ja Morant when they play the Grizzlies tonight. Rockets still sitting, I believe, at the 2 seed, sitting up there among the loveliest of the lovely teams. Everybody's on a different planet than OKC right now in the Western Conference, but the Rockets on that other planet, the Rockets rule the roost.
Yeah,
they're the OKC's got their own gigantic planet where they're by themselves, and then the Rockets rule everybody else right now.
I think the Texas game. I mean, Texas runs outside a lot. They have a lot of outside zone runs and whatnot. And Ohio State's run defense does a pretty good job of squelching that. So I think it very much becomes a Quinn Ewers game.
Yeah.
And just, all right, you know, like,
how me nervous.
They're going to put him on. Unless Texas can really get their outside zone working against that Buckeye defense, that'll kind of tell the tale of how the rest of the game goes.
Yeah.
If Texas comes off and pops off a couple of nice outside zone run runs early in the game, then it might predict good things for the sum total of
Yeah. Ohio State's just operating at a different level right now offensively. They got so many weapons, man.
It feels like Texas, in some respects, like they are a much better version of what the Texans would like to do.
Yeah.
Texas has done a much better job of actually accomplishing it. But if you get that outside zone run game working, it does makes everything easier for everybody. And it just, Ohio State is positioned to not allow that to happen. It's the big test. If they want to run that offense the way it can really be run.
I'm excited for tonight. I got a little Notre Dame-Penn State action, and that'll be fun. My team has not been... They've been to this stage before when it was a 4-team playoff. They've been in the semis a couple times, but never to the point where they've been a favorite in the semis for sure. Mm-hmm. They got blown out by Clemson a couple years ago. They got blown out by Alabama. They got blown out by Alabama in the national title game back when it was just the BCS and it was just 2 teams. So this is the first time I've ever felt like true hope that my team could win the whole thing. So we'll see what happens tonight. And then the Rockets in Memphis. I was watching yesterday, I saw some clips from a podcast that Joakim Noah and Zach Randolph were on together. Mm. Those are two interesting personalities.
I remember Joakim.
Yeah, those are two people that had some mercurial personalities back in the day.
When I say I remember Joakim Noah,
I remember hating that guy.
Almost like a cultural phenomenon in a weird way and everything. It just brings me back to a different era of sports.
Man. Yeah, son of Yannick Noah, the tennis player. Yeah. Could it be going any more differently right now for the Rockets' two last season rookies? The guys they drafted last year. They drafted Amen Thompson with the 4th pick, and then Cam Whitmore slides all the way to the 20th pick. There were people thinking that the Rockets should have taken Cam Whitmore with the 4th pick. He was viewed as a top 5 player who slid. This is Joakim Noah and Zach Randolph talking about Amen Thompson.
Man, I watched Houston play the other day. I saw this kid, Amen. Thompson.
Thompson.
Oh, my goodness.
He's first twins.
Yeah, he locked his shit up, too. He's a beast.
He's a bad motherfucker, man. Amen Thompson. He's my favorite player right now. I like
what Ime doing over there as a whole. He got them young boys going.
Bullshit.
Shout out to my boy Ime, man. Portland. Yeah. Portland finest, man. Yeah.
That was Zach Randolph there. Yeah. He was the last voice there.
I'm trying to remember with Cam Hayward, too, is he 20? How old is he? He's
Cam,
young.
Cam Whitmore.
Did I say Hayward again?
You did, yeah.
What a weird duo to get confused.
Well, same first name. I mean, you're halfway there.
Yeah, but I was like, Cam Newton would make more sense, at least, like than a 290-pound defensive lineman. I think with Cam Whitmore, I just try to keep remembering, like, you know what? He's young. And just like with Jalen Green, lo and behold, Jalen Green's starting to look like a guy who, at the ripe old age of being in his early 20s, is starting to mature a little bit and become a more complete player. I try to remember that with Cam the Rockets, Cam Whitmore. The part about Amen Thompson, I mean, it's just, that might be the biggest and best indicator of just Udoka and the way as good head coaches do, they can have their team take on their personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you add into it the fact that they are as young as they are with so many of those guys, Amon Thompson is just the right kind of beloved player.
He's clearly, I mean, they've already made a commitment to Jalen Green, not a massive one, 3 years. I mean, it's a lot of money, $30 million a year. They made a big
tradable,
tradable. Yeah, after the season, they can trade him. They signed Şengün to a 5-year deal. That's a much bigger commitment. I feel like Şengün is not somebody they're moving off of. Jalen Green, I think, is somebody they can move off of in the right deal. Of the other guys, the other highly drafted guys, because there's been two every year for that 3-year period: Jabari Smith, Tari Eason, Amon Thompson, and Cam Whitmore. Amon is clearly the guy out of those four that at some point is going to get another big deal. Like, there's so much that he brings to the team. I think they feel the same way, too, about Tari Eason. He just can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
He's just not on the floor enough. But Amon Thompson, man, that's really cool, like, for the Rockets to start hearing guys that, like, around the league or former players that are like, hey, man, I was watching these Rockets. Like, that's a pretty fun team to watch.
Right.
You know, it's Amon Thompson. I'm into this Amon Thompson.
It's weird. You know what? Which is, it's in stark contrast to the last time the Rockets were a really good basketball team. Yeah, all the old heads from the NBA would just complain and complain and complain about what a hard watch they were.
Yeah.
Just like all the stoppages, everything. Like everything that would come with James Harden's play and the style of offense and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would swap maybe out a little bit of shooting ability with those old teams.
They shot the ball better, for sure.
They could. Yes. Now, they weren't as good as... They were never as good at 3-point shooting as you'd like them to be given the volume, but they were a much better shooting team than this, one of the worst shooting teams in the league.
Yep. Yeah. Let's squeeze this in here. This was in our, we did an impromptu pettycast a little earlier in the 8 o'clock hour. We didn't get to this one, but anytime Charles Barkley goes off on LeBron James, I'm here for it. I like listening to it. Here's Charles Barkley just saying he hates the Lakers on the studio show the other night.
Why I hate the Lakers?
What?
Why?
Why do you hate the Lakers? Chuck, tell us.
Why I hate the Lakers, it's always somebody else's fault. Remember 3 years ago, it was Russell Westbrook's fault. Then it was Frank Vogel's fault. Then it was D'Angelo Russell's fault. Then it was Darvin Ham's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. The Lakers have, they don't have, listen, LeBron is one of the all-time greats. AD is a hell of a player. That's it. The rest of the guys are just guys. Every team got those guys. And it bothers me. Listen, you don't always blame other people for your shortcomings. But
the nice thing about Barkley is a lot of times commentators will be accused of hating teams, and the commentators will defend themselves and say, no, I talk this way about every day. Barkley just comes right out with
you.
It. I hate him.
Yes.
Barkley hates the Lakers. He's like, yeah, did you listen to what I just said? I hate them.
I like how he says, like, he talked, there was more audio, I don't know if it was from the same studio show or a different one, where he's like, talks about the Lakers suck. And I'm looking, I'm like, well, I mean, I guess for a team that has LeBron on it,
they're the sixth seed right now.
Yeah, they're 20 and 16.
He's 40 years old.
It is kind of cool. Like, I do like the fact that the NBA, which for a while, and the Rockets were guilty of this, like under Daryl Morey, they just went star hunting all the time.
Yeah.
And the Sixers did the same, have done the same thing with Daryl Morey there as well, like going and getting Paul George. They tried to do it with James Harden. I like that, at least in the West, that the teams that are killing it in the West right now are Oklahoma City. They're on the other end of one of those trades.
Yeah.
Like, they traded Paul George and got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who might be the MVP of the league, and basically all of the Clippers picks from now until Rapture. The Rockets, which are an organically drafted and grown team. Memphis, organically drafted Ja Morant, like, young guy. Denver, you know, they drafted Jokic and Murray, and, you know, and I'm not saying that guy, like, those teams didn't go out and get some veterans to add to them, but they didn't go star chasing and try to create, like, teams that went star chasing, the Lakers, they're sixth. The Clippers went star chasing, they're seventh, and the stars all left. Phoenix. Like, Phoenix is ready to have a garage sale at some point.
I think the problem with the Lakers, too, it's just one of the... It's kind of like with the Cowboys, where... And again, the Lakers are doing better than the Cowboys are or have been.
Yeah.
Obviously. But there's that element to where, like, you're almost... You can't get out of the way of your own mystique. I know it's easy to blame LeBron for wanting to bring the stars in, or his buddies as of old in previous years. But It's also, I think, the organization in its entirety. Like, you're a little too enamored of your past.
Mm-hmm.
And almost operating like you still feel like, oh, yeah, we're the Lakers. We show up and this is what happens.
Yep.
I mean, going all the way back to when they had their first go-round with signing all the big old names in, what, 2015 or so?
Well, they did it. I know they did it with Kobe and Shaq. They added Gary Payton and Karl Malone back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the early 2000s. That didn't work.
No, right, right. But the more recent iteration was 2015, 16, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah. Payne and Pendergast with you. Look who's here. John Lopez, Reggie Atatula, gentlemen, how we doing?
Howdy, I'm doing great.
What's the appropriate level of nervous I should be for the college football playoff semifinal tonight?
None.
As someone who's invested in Notre Dame football like me.
I am.
Me emotionally and you financially.
Yes.
How nervous are you?
When it's my squad, doesn't matter.
Let her rip?
Yeah, no, I'm always a little nervous. Okay. Always a lot nervous sometimes.
Are you like McClain in that the playoffs begin, any team from Texas is now you're a Longhorn?
That's the worst.
Yeah. the geographical or even the SEC?
And John knows that's how I feel about it.
Well, he knows that's how I feel, and I also feel like that's BS.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're an Aggie. I mean, that's a whole different level and era.
I fall into the category of teams that I just start to like. Like, I've liked the Longhorns all year, which is kind of blasphemous, but I like the way they play. I like their squad. I like their talent. I think Ohio State's going to get them, but it wouldn't kill me. I mean, you know.
Yeah. That's Ohio State's
there's going to be a part of you that's like,
Hey, how about that?
I'll take that. Well, okay, what if it's like TCU or somebody that you don't have an
I'm not like, oh, as long as Texas, a team from Texas wins, I don't care. I want to see the best squads.
I don't get that, man. Yeah. I don't get that at all.